Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is not Leo Laporte, but Chad Johnson is here today to show us how to set up a Minecraft server. Welcome to Know How. This is Twit's how-to show. We show you a fun project you can do by yourself if you wanted to. Leo Laporte is out today. We've got OMG Chad here. Chad
hey.
Johnson. You might know him from OMG Craft. You can see that in his lower third. He knows everything about Minecraft.
Absolutely everything.
As far as I know.
I practically could just like write it again today, just based off of memory.
And so we've gotten a bunch of emails and some requests about this to set up a Minecraft server. So I'm like, well, who do I know that knows everything about this? And then again, I was like, I noticed this red-haired kid who's just sitting around. Chad Johnson. Yes.
So you're
going to explain to us exactly how to set up a Minecraft server in today's episode.
Right. And just to point out, a lot of people have loved playing Minecraft on their single player. But, of course, it gets exponentially funner when you can show your friends your Minecraft world. So we're going to do a few things. We're going to set up an easy LAN server if you just want to connect within the house. Then we're going to set up a server that will connect to the internet superhighway on the World Wide Web. And then I will show you how to, if you have a single player world, how to bring that into your own server so that, because you don't want to just start off fresh, you might want to start off with your world.
But you're making certain assumptions about people's computers before they start doing this. What are those assumptions that people should have set on their machines?
I am. So I'm assuming that you have the latest version of Java installed and that certain things, like if you just turned on your computer like for the very first time, you may need to go and change your path properties. Java has some funky stuff. If you have a computer that has been running programs for a few years, you don't have to worry about it. All this stuff has probably been taken care of for you. But Minecraft isn't quite smart enough to go in and change some system settings for you in order to fix that.
And you're talking about the path system variable in Java. If that sounds like gibberish to you, don't worry. There's going to be a link at our show notes at twit.tv/KH. And it'll be under Java path system variable. If you see those words and you start freaking out, don't worry. We'll have a link for you.
Right. And the other thing that I am assuming is that you understand the risks involved with opening up your network, your home network, to the World Wide Web when we get to that later on. And then also that you are going to try to be doing this either on a Mac or a PC. If you are running Linux and hoping that maybe you could SSH into something, I'm going to assume that you know how to wget the jar, run a little bit of code to have your Java run at around a gig, and use screens or something to have multiple servers hosted on a single machine.
Well, since most people have a Windows machine, we can show that. We can show Macs as well.
Right.
And Linux folks, you know, they seem to be a lot of hands-on anyway, so not so worried about that. We'll have links as much as we can for those things. So the first thing you want to do is you want to set up one for a LAN, so for your own local network. Right, Chad?
Right. So the idea is Minecraft is actually built in a really simple way. If you just have, like, say, your son or daughter in the house that just wants to connect to your world within the house, they're not in a different country or different state or located all over the world. This is built into Minecraft, and it's super simple to do. When you're at your Minecraft screen, all you have to do is click single player. This is a little confusing because you want to get to a multiplayer server in the end, but just bear with me. Then you're going to either create a world or choose a world. I have some worlds. They're not very exciting, so let's just jump into one of these. And this world I have, you know, it's like a snowy biome with some pigs over there. Very cool. Now, I want people to join this, so all I'm going to do is hit the escape key, and right there is an open to LAN button. This is what you'll hit. A lot of people just don't notice that it's there. You have a few options. You can start people off in survival or in creative. You can allow cheats on and off. The cheats are the in-game commands, like to set people's game mode, to toggle weather, and things like that. And then you click the Start LAN World. And as you can see down in the bottom, This local game is hosted on 00060342. Now, you don't actually have to remember that number. All you have to do, I have a PC here set up. It's on the same network. And so I'm just going to show it off, go into multiplayer, and without entering any text, this world has showed up. I didn't go down and click add server and type in anything. It's right here. I can go ahead and log on. You can see that this is brand new. There's even the achievement to press E to open my inventory, and I just got that achievement. And here we are in the world. And just like we set in the server properties, I can fly, I have creative, and if I wanted to do something like, toggle downfall, which is the way to get rain to happen in game. Now it's going to happen as snow because we're in a snow biome, but there you go. Those cheats are enabled. And there's the other player in game. Wow, that's a little loud. So anyway, we'll go ahead and disconnect from that server. So if you want a very simple setup that will only work within the house that you're at, this is what you do.
So all you have to do is go into a single player game, hit escape, open it to LAN, mess with a couple of settings if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do that. As long as you're on the same network.
Now, and you don't have to leave the game.
Yeah, if you've got a ton of different networks in your house, just make sure that you're all on the same network. Here at Twit, we've got about 30 of them, so we had to make sure these two are stuck on the same network.
Yeah.
What if I wanted to open this up, though? What if I want to play this game, I want to show up in this world,
right,
but I want to be at my house and you'll be at yours.
So what you're going to have to do is something a little bit more complicated. You're going to have to start up your own server. There's actually two different versions of Minecraft. There's a single player version and then a multiplayer version at the moment. So what you're going to do is you are going to send your browser on over to OMGCraft.
Sure they will. That,
right.
Nice plug. I like
Head
that.
Head on over to OMGCraft.com. Minecraft.net/download. Here you have the normal exe to play the game, but over here under multiplayer server, there is a Minecraft_server.exe. This will only work on the PC side of things. We're going to get into the Mac side of things first. When you go ahead and download that, it comes in. You can see I have Minecraft, and then I have this server. I'm going to double-click this server, and it will just run the server. It's as simple as that.
What are we looking at right now? We've got a stats section, we've got players, log and chat. What are we looking at in this
right
window?
So what this is doing is, right here, you have sort of a little stats area. If someone was to join the server, you would see a bar graph of how much memory is being used. Over here is a history of your commands. You can see that because this is the first time that I ever opened up this world, it's doing some things like generating a new properties file. You have a lot of preparing spawn area, little dialogues, things like that. Now, what it did here, if we go back over to my downloads, it created actually a bunch of files here. These didn't exist before. It used to be just the Minecraft game and the Minecraft server. It's created all these ops and servers and logs and whitelists and banned things and then a world that we're going to play in. So it's a good tip to keep this all inside of an extra file if you're going to be doing this.
What happens if you move all of these things from this folder? It's in our downloads folder. If we move this to another folder, is that going to cause any issues?
I don't think it will because here, let me go ahead and stop the server and just test this live. I don't think it will because it's pretty good on not caring too much about where things are located as long as they are in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just create a new untitled folder, grab all of these, deselect that, drag it into a folder. Now it's all sort of consolidated, and there you go. It's working just fine. And you can see this is after I started it once. You have less in this history because it's not creating those files. Now, there's a few downsides to this. One is this exe will only work on a PC. It also, when it starts up, really only has 100 megabytes of RAM allocated to the server.
And in this thing, we're seeing it right now, there's nothing going on, and 45%
nothing
is free, which means 55% is being taken up by nothing so
by
far.
By nothing, just by the game running. So you can see 45% free. So that's kind of a bummer. So what we want to do is, one, make this, let me show you a tutorial on how to start up a server on both the Mac and the PC so you don't need an exe file. And then also, how do you start up a server with more than just that 100 megabytes of memory allocated? And memory is very important because Minecraft only cares about RAM.
If you didn't want to mess with what we're going to get into now, how many players could this support as is? 100 megabytes seems a little small.
Maybe around two maybe one, maybe three.
So you'll be online playing by yourself.
Pretty much. And the game will allow extra people to connect. You just won't have a good experience. And it doesn't quite make sense because most computers nowadays ship with at least 2 gigabytes of RAM. So you can easily give it 1 gigabyte of RAM, pretty easy. So let's go ahead and do that. And here are the steps. Let me go ahead and do this on the Mac side of things, and we'll move over to the PC side of things when we need to, because we have a better thing than just taking it off of the screen. So once again, head on over to minecraft.net/download. Over here, there's the multiplayer server, and you see that minecraft.exe, but over here, buried in this paragraph of text, is a minecraft_server.jar. This is the thing that will run all of Minecraft, but it isn't sort of encapsulated in an exe like the exe was. So you have to do a little bit of code. I'm going to go ahead and grab this. I'm going to go to the desktop. This was the server, the jar that just downloaded, Minecraft_server. Now, I have a dash one because I've done this once or twice. I'm going to go ahead and create a new folder and call this KH for know-how server. In here, I'm going to go ahead and drop that jar into a file. Once again, this is the same on both Mac and PC. These steps, you're going to download the same jar, you're going to make the same type of folder, and you're going to put it in. On the Mac side of things, I'm going to open up TextEdit. And once that's open, I am going to paste in a little bit of code. This code is available on the Minecraft wiki. If you have that, actually, you know what? I've lost the code. So what I'm going to do is go to the wiki article because I don't want to worry about typing this in.
And everything's all linked at minecraft.net/download. So you'll be able to find this pretty easily.
Absolutely. And what the code that we're pasting in here is pretty simple. All it's saying is that you're going to run Java. Some of them say within the folder that you're in now. You're going to run Java at a gig of memory. Then look for a .jar file and then which .jar file to run. Because this is taking a little while, I'm going to move on over to the PC side of things. It's just about the same thing. So head on over to minecraft.net/download. Sorry, I'm in the wrong browser. Here we are. Download that jar. It's going to fly into your downloads folder once... Yep, we want to keep it. Now, because this is a .jar, your computer is going to think, whoa... this is a little bit scary because this is an executable file, but no big deal because we know what we're doing. So then I'm going to go over to the desktop, go ahead. I actually have a server file that's empty, paste it in here. And then over here, I'm going to go to the notepad and paste in my information, which apparently I'm really bad at learning how to copy and paste stuff. Here we go.
Well, you switch between Windows and Mac every now and then. That's going to happen when you're hitting Command versus Control.
There we go. Copy. And paste it in there. And then with this, let's save it in the same file that I'm in. So you
in the same folder.
In the same folders. Right. There you are. We're going to name this startserver.bat. The .bat is important because this makes... Windows understand that this is a file that can be run as a script.
This is a batch file.
It's a batch file.
The old stuff used to do all the time when you wanted automated.
So
things.
Just to reiterate, we have the server here and the start bat server there. Now, back on the Mac side of things, I'm going to go find the code. It is under, here we are. So we got bin bash, changed the directory to the working directory that the thing is in. We're going to paste it in. Now there's an extra step we have to do here. We have to format this as plain text. And yes, we want to do that. Then let's go ahead and save it. And let's save it in our know-how server. We're also going to call this start server. And we're going to name this .command.
You have it spelled wrong. Does that matter? You have start server.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it doesn't matter. Whatever you name it, this is just so you could really name it cats or kittens. It really doesn't matter. The .command, though, does. Now, there's one more thing that needs to happen on the Mac side of things. This is not executable yet. So we need to go into terminal and type out chmod A plus X. And what this is doing is it is allowing A, all users, to X execute this file, add a space, and then drag the command from over here in your Finder window to this. Just drop it in, and it types out the path for you. Hit Enter, and now that little script is executable. So let's go ahead and start both of these. You can see, I just want to point out that this is kind of an empty folder right now. We have the jar and we have the start command, but when we double click, this folder back here should fill in. Unable to access. Oh, you know why? Because the reason is because this is named weird. Because I downloaded multiple versions, it's named a little weird. I can easily edit this and then rename this minecraft.server.jar to the Minecraft server -1.
You could have done that, or you could have changed the name of the file that you had.
Right, I could do either. I'm changing it in the script just in case you have this same problem. And truly, you could do either. So there we go. Now it's starting over here. Whoops, if that hadn't. But now we have a full list of things that this server has created. And over here on the side, we get the exact same window that we saw on the PC side of things. And just to triple check over on the PC side of things to make sure that we did it all right, let me go ahead and double click that and run it again. And there we go, we get the preparing world area. So that's what you do to create both of those. And I think that's it on actually starting your server. Now, these servers are running for people to jump on. Now, they need to know, if they're on your local area network, exactly what IP address your computer is on. And so let's go ahead and open this up so that anyone could play across any nation, any on the internet superhighway. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to forward some ports. The default port on Minecraft is 25565. So what we'll do is go into our router. We have DDWRT running on this router. Click Add. Add the application name. We'll just call it Minecraft.
Okay, just let it, where, you're in the NAT slash right. QoS tab under there. You're in port forwarding, and then you're adding this port to forward.
Right. So click the NAT slash QoS tab, port forwarding. Mm-hmm. Then I clicked Add, then Minecraft, then the port is 25565. Then let's just go ahead and do both.
To Steve the Gibson is having a heart attack with UDP. We know, guys.
I know. Sorry about that. I happen to know that this is the IP address of this computer, and then to port 25565, and then enable this and save those settings. Now, of course, you are looking at me in the face and thinking, this does not look anything like my router. Yes, and we cannot cover every single router on the internet. So I suggest a tool called portforward.com. It has a large database of how on tons of brands of different routers, and even you can do things like go to specific software-related tutorials. So it will tell you exactly what port to forward if you're having any questions.
I've had plenty of experience with portforward.com. I've used them for resources for lots of different things, trying to make things run faster. If you are interested in running DDWRT on your router, we have episodes at twit.tv/KH to show you how to put DDWRT on your router, because it opens up a ton of potential there. We usually recommend it in general to do that on your routers because you have full control of what's going on. And because it's standardized, you know what's going on from machine to machine to machine. So definitely give it a look if you haven't tried it out yet.
Now, one more thing. Most people have started a single-player world, and they want to play in this single-player world multiplayer. They've been working on a house or something like that. So let me show off how you do that, and it is very, very simple. First, what you're going to do is head on over to your Minecraft file. On the Mac side of things, you go to Go, you hold down Alt, hit Library, under Application Support, Minecraft, and then under Saves, way down here, and you have your saved worlds. Let's go ahead and use this new world. I'm going to copy that with Command-C.
You're copying the whole folder?
Just the whole folder.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go back over to my desktop where we had our server and then paste the folder into that server. So we have this new world folder. Over here, there is a server.properties file. This, which is also really good to look at. Let's go ahead and open that. Actually, there we are. Perfect. I had TextWrangler installed. Over here, there is a world name option. And that world name option is what you are going to rename the file that world is saved in. So this is new world. I'm just going to copy that so I don't get anything wrong.
You rename the folder.
Rename
the same as
right.
you've had.
So either you could rename the folder or you could change the what this server.properties says. If you want like a folder to say, you know, this is the world that we're playing in survival, this is the world we're playing in creative, and you can just change this. This is both the same on the PC and the Mac. Now, some other things to look at. This server.properties is a very useful thing to understand. You have lots of options. Some I'm not going to really go over, like enable query or that sort of stuff. But the port is very interesting because if you want to run multiple servers, you can change the port. And so if you're sending someone to an IP address, it could be the IP address with another port. You can also change things like the game mode, the allowing animals, forcing a texture pack if you want your game to have a texture pack, having online or offline mode, allowing or disallowing PvP in game, the difficulty. Now, this difficulty is a little interesting. If it's set to 0, it's on peaceful. 1 is easy. 2 is normal. 3 is hard. Game mode. Game mode is also a little bit confusing. 0 is survival, where you have health and hunger. 1 is creative, where you don't have health and hunger. You have unlimited blocks and you can fly. And 2 is adventure mode, where you have health and hunger, but you can't break any blocks. You can also set the max player limit of the server. And down here, this MOTD is the message of the day, so that when people connect to your server, it'll have a little saying right underneath the IP address or the title that they decided to add into their game.
So these are things that people want to mess with if they want to right. change anything, but they don't need to change
any
of these settings. The only thing they need to do with server.properties is to make sure the world matches that same folder. That
exactly. If that's what you want, if you want your own world. The other thing that lots of people screw up is when they port forward and they think they have it all working just fine, they go to their network settings and they find their IP address and send that to their friends.
Oh, gosh. And the internal IP address?
If your IP address that you're sending to your friends starts with 192, you're probably sending an internal IP address. Or if it's really fancy, like 10.0.10 something. So what I really suggest is just go to Google and type in Google, IP, and hit enter. And I actually don't want to do it because it would show my IP. But
and the last time we did that, some fun fellows in the chat
right.
decided to crash
exactly.
my home server. So
just,
good idea, Chad.
Right, right. I'm not gonna hit it. But just type 2 letters, and that is the IP address that you should send to your friends if you want them to connect to your server.
And there is whatismyip.com available.
Right.
There's lots of different ways to get that information if you wanted to.
Right. Okay, I think that is about it.
So the LAN stuff is super easy.
LAN is super easy.
Anybody can do that.
Absolutely.
The Windows side, when you're opening it up to the internet, seems like this. It seems a little simpler than doing it on a Mac. Mac
right.
just required a bit of scripting.
Yeah, and you had to do things like go into terminal and make sure that batch file was executable. There's a few extra steps on the Mac that's not fun to deal with.
But now that this whole thing is set up, anybody could join, assuming you've got the IP address, your external IP address, that you don't necessarily want to live stream to the general public. Also, you could set up like the maximum amount of players. You said 20 on that,
right.
that particular one?
Right, right. And if you're wondering, let me see if I can remember this. I think it's like, can I host a MinecraftServer.com? Yeah, can I host a MinecraftServer.com?
What is this utility?
So what this does is it will allow that max number of players is kind of confusing. So you enter in what your connection upload speed is. So at my house, I have 2 megabits a second. What my download speed is, I have around 15. And how much RAM my computer has. And so I know that I'm only going to dedicate...
this
is in megabytes.
So 2,000.
Let's just say 2,000 for 2 gigabytes. And how many can I run? It says 6. So the max number of players would be 6 if I want to run that on my computer.
So that's a ton of Minecraft information. Chad, what if people wanted more Minecraft information? Where could they possibly go?
Even more. If you thought this isn't enough, you can check out my show on Twit, OMG Craft. We do tips, tricks, tutorials, all sorts of stuff. That is an episode about an awesome rendering engine called Chunky. Make the most beautiful screenshots you've ever seen in Minecraft.
Now, you're going to do a really super in-depth version of this episode of Know How, setting up your own Minecraft server. That's coming out soon, right, Chad?
Absolutely. So this question about setting up a server has come up a lot. So we are going to go into it just about as in-depth as we did today, maybe a little bit more on OMG Craft on the first of the next month. So you can look for that episode coming out.
Any other things you want to promote this week in YouTube, perhaps?
True, sure. Yeah, we just started a new show. We're at episode in the lower digits with This Week in YouTube. It's a show all about YouTube. It records on Sunday right before Twit with Lamar Wilson and Leo Laporte. It is a great time. Last week, we had Chris Perillo on, and we pricked his brain about his YouTube career, about his career, his history, where he's been. It was an awesome show. Episode 6, there we go. I couldn't remember.
It's under 10.
It's all been a blur. But yeah, Chris Perillo is a great guest. And if you are wanting to know also tips and tricks about YouTube and how to harness the power of that great service, then check out This Week in YouTube.
Great job, Chad. Now everyone knows how to set up their own Minecraft server at home. Go out and do it.